Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. You can give me $1 a month, $5 a month, whatever you guys prefer. Or if you want to give me a one-off donation, then you can just go to my Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/boomshaka, K-O-F-I.com. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about a question that Krista asked me on Facebook, and she wondered why we put on masks as INFJs and when do we put them on? What is the reasoning for it? And, you know, when does it really usually happen? And that was a really interesting question because I think pretty much INFJs do it unconsciously, subconsciously, right? You know, we don't go up to a person and sense they're an energy vampire consciously and then put on our mask, right? We don't actually consciously do all this stuff. A lot of it happens unconsciously. Now, sometimes we do it consciously, obviously, but a lot of it, I think, just happens in the moment because of the fact that we've learned through our life experiences, we've learned by being on this planet that certain people we should not reveal our true self to certain people, to certain situations, in certain situations. And in certain situations, it's all right. And with certain people, it's all right to reveal a little bit of ourselves, our true selves, right? So that's basically, I think, the essence of it is that it is a defense mechanism, right? Different people have different defense mechanisms. Some people go into rage mode. We do that very occasionally, very rarely. But most people, you know, they'll either get angry or they'll stomp away, they'll escape, they'll run away. What we do is that we don't want to create confrontation. We don't like confrontation. We're not good with it. And so what we usually do is that we don't want to usually just run away because we don't want them to feel bad about themselves. So we'll just put on a mask. We'll protect ourselves and our identity from rejection and from anything, any kind of negative mode from that other person. I'll give you a quick example. It's very, very easy. So I obviously have told you guys I go to a lot of different workshops and a lot of different classes, always because I'm trying to learn more about myself and also so I can learn about myself and share that with you guys. You know, I want to always be sharing new stuff with you guys, latest stuff. And so I have gone to many classes in the past where I'll be sitting calmly, peacefully, happily doing my thing, waiting for the class to begin. And then suddenly someone will sit down next to me and I will not even have to look at that person's face. I will not even have to look at their demeanor or notice them or do anything related to vision. Instantaneously, I feel a clanging, like I feel a shutdown of my heart and a shutdown of myself. I feel this thing just happens automatically where I know that this person is not necessarily dangerous, not necessarily like, you know, physically dangerous where he's going to start beating me up or she's going to start beating me up or anything like that. But there's something about them that my subconscious is like, all right, alert or warning. There is a person next to you that you need to be careful around. So put on your mask. Don't reveal yourself. Also protect your heart because you're an empath. So if you pick up anything from them, you're going to taint yourself or pollute your mind or your insides. And so it's not the right moment for this. So close yourself off, right? So there's obviously two places where the mask happens. The mask happens obviously on our faces. So we put on a mask in terms of the way we are, our expressions are, you know, we might be smiling even though we're hating the person inside. Or, you know, we're like grinning, but we're not really actually even happy about it. So obviously our face has a mask on it, but really the more important masks are on our heart. So as an empath, we have to protect our heart. And also, in terms of sharing ourselves with the world, we protect ourselves by putting a mask on there, basically pretending to be someone who we're not because we really don't want to share our true selves with this person because there's something that's telling us there's a warning about this. Okay? Now, as I said, this happens very instantaneously, very automatically, unconsciously. I don't even have to think about it nowadays because I've been doing it for so long and I know the kind of people that I can share myself with and I know the kind of people I cannot. Right. So in this example, this person who was sitting next to me, he obviously wanted to talk because I could sense that he was like eager to say something to me. And so I looked up at him with my mask on and I said, hello. And for some reason, I don't know how it happened, but the conversation instantaneously went to how Thai women are really obnoxious and really terrible. And he can't believe that he came here to date them and it's so hard to date them and blah, blah, blah. Right. And I knew, for some reason, unconsciously, subconsciously, I knew that there was this conversation that's going to go in the direction which is going to piss me off, it's going to make me angry, but I have to put a mask on. I'm going to obviously have rebuttals to him, but there is no way that I could be friends with this human being, right? And so eventually, you know, the class started, thankfully, and I never really hung out with that person in that class. I made sure to sit far away from him, etc., etc., yeah? Now, I've done a video on this in the past where, you know, I'm going to do it, depending on how the schedule works out, on calling people out. And I have this tendency of just not bothering with it because I've done it in the past and there's no point to it, right? A lot of these people, they have their mindset very, very much set in this position and they're not going to be swayed by your arguments. So what's the point? Why are you wasting your energy on something, on an immovable stone? Don't do that. Go somewhere else, you know, spend your energy on something more useful. So I don't call people out like this. I just put on my mask, I do my thing, and I run away after, or I walk away, yeah? In this regard, it's very important for us to learn the kind of situations where we need to put our masks on and where we need to not put our masks on, okay? A lot of times with my family, I used to put a mask on because I believed that they were not on my side. I was fearful of them. There were some things that happened in my past that caused me to have trust issues, etc., right? Now I realize that my parents are actually on my side. My mother, my brother, my sister, they are on my side, my brother, my father. And I need to stop putting on my mask around them. I can be myself as much as possible. Of course, I'm not showing every side to them, and no one really gets to see all of my sides, of course. That's the way it is. I want to keep a lot of myself to myself. It's my private issue, my private work. But I've started to show more of myself to my family, and it's been really nice because I've had a better connection with my family because of it. You know, showing myself more, I have more of a connection with them. And that's, again, one of the things I wanted to share with you is that we have a tendency to go overboard with not sharing ourselves with the world, putting on masks and protecting ourselves. Because we've had so many traumatic situations in our lifetime, I understand completely. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or a good thing. But I do realize that as I get older, I become less and less wary of people. I'm less and less careful around people because I know how to protect myself. If something does happen, if this person starts blurting out nonsense, I know how to protect myself. I know how to not let that negative energy into my system so that it affects me. Nowadays, I can be around negative energy all day long. And I know that's not going to affect me because I know how to protect myself and I know how to cleanse myself after and I know how to recuperate, rejuvenate myself after. So I'm not going to be affected by it. I know in the past when I was younger, when I did not know these tools or I did not have these techniques, I would spend days after, you know, in a stupor or in a depressed mode because this person's negative energy affected me, got into me and made me depressed as well, right? And so you have to be careful, you know. It's not always the case that you have to protect yourself. A lot of times unconsciously it happens. It's okay. If it happens unconsciously or your gut is telling you something, go ahead with it. But a lot of times consciously we'll shut ourselves down. We'll close ourselves off. We'll put on our mask. We'll protect ourselves. Because we have this tendency as INFJs to go overboard with it. And I noticed this within myself as well. A lot of times I should have stayed open because the person was in a danger. But because I have all these random ideas or assumptions about people that I've carried on from my past, from my childhood, I just closed myself off. And I missed out on an opportunity to connect further with this human being when it should have been such a beautiful experience connecting with this person. But I closed myself off and obviously they walked away and I walked away as well. Instead of having a beautiful experience together, having a connection, I missed out on that opportunity. And this has happened to me many times, and that's why I'm very careful now of not going overboard with it, okay? Now, of course, if you guys are still learning about yourself and about what affects you and learning tools and techniques to protect yourself, please go overboard. It's fine. You know, it's better to protect yourself rather than lose out on these connections. It's okay to protect yourself. It's okay to lose out on connections for now, right? It's fine. I'd rather you guys be fine and sane and your mental sanity be preserved rather than you going around and opening yourself up to crazy people. But as you get older, you will understand that not all people deserve this. And a lot of times we need to be careful about closing ourselves off too early. You know, we'll meet a person and instantaneously we'll close ourselves off and we're like, okay, why did I do that? What is this about? You know, why am I doing this? I do this a lot with men because I have this weird tendency not to trust them. But a lot of men that I meet are trustworthy and they don't deserve that from me. And so I really am trying to not go overboard with it. Again, I'm trying not to be that person who just instantly says, oh, all men are bastards or all men are, you know, terrible and I'm not going to open myself up to them. Why? It's not the truth. It's not absolutely the truth at all. So I'm really trying not to go overboard with it. So obviously there's two sides to every coin. And so try as much as possible to make it a very conscious process. Just don't automatically go into mask mode unless your gut is telling you so. And don't automatically trust everyone. Yeah, just be conscious about it. There's a lot that goes on with our introverted intuition. Your intuition will tell you. If you need to close yourself around someone, your intuition will pipe up. But if it doesn't, don't just close yourself off just like that. You know, you remain open as much as possible. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. The world is not as dangerous as we make it out to be as INFJs. Okay. I hope this makes sense. I hope I answered your question, Krista. If I didn't, you know, please expound upon the question and I will answer it further in a different video. Again, thank you so much for your support. And if you guys are interested, you can go on to my Patreon link in the description below and you can give me $1 a month or $5, whatever you guys prefer. Again, I shall see you guys in the next video. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.